Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Thursday, so we've been looking at a topic all week. Today's the day we try to apply it to our lives. We've seen this week all about rest and how rest is a gift from God given at creation, something that we need. And also that rest is a sign. Rest is an announcement that we are not slaves to money, to career, to anything in this world, but rather that we are given over fully to God. Now, over time, this command for Sabbath rest, for a day of rest every week, has become laden with all sorts of other regulations, as humans have needed to codify it a little bit, to figure out, well, what entails work? Which day of the week is it supposed to be? Is it Saturday or Sunday? We still have debates about that in our culture today, over the importance of a day of rest or not. It hasn't been that long ago that Canadians had a day of rest on Sunday where there was no shopping allowed even. We've seen a lot of change in our culture lately, and it's going to take time to know what the impacts of losing that day of rest across the board are going to be. But even as we humans try to wrestle with God's basic command to rest, and we try to figure out whether that means shopping or working, or whether that means Saturday or Sunday, the basic command is still there, that we need rest, and that God has given us a rhythm of 1 and 6. 1 day of rest to 6 days of work. But the question is, how many of us have actually tried it before? Have really given it a good go? My guess would be not many. And if we have, we've tried it once or twice and never really gotten into a rhythm. And the rhythm is very important here. Very often in our Western culture, our rhythm looks like work, 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 and then finally a bunch of rest all at once, whether that looks like summer vacation or a week off or a little bit of time off here and there on days when you just can't take it anymore, or even sick days. But that does terrible things to our lives. It's almost like God knew what He was doing when He created us and told us we would need some rest. I remember when I was in university, I would study hard during exam times and I would give up sleep and work hard. And when it was all over, I would almost always, invariably, get sick. Take a few days to recover, because I had worked so hard and taken no rest at all, and then suddenly it would catch up with me and my body would say, "You forgot the rhythm." Now, there are certainly going to be exceptional times like that, where we need to work hard. If you want to be a doctor, you got to be a resident first. If you want to be a plumber, you need to be an apprentice first. We're not always in control of those things. But that rhythm needs to be such a part of our life that even if we have aberrations here and there, it's a natural state for us to return to. The other way this rhythm often comes out is over the years. In addition to the day off every week, there was a year off every 7 years, where the seventh year was a year when no crops should be planted or dealt with and the land could lie fallow. This was important for agricultural reasons. But it was probably difficult for the Israelites to plan for it. It meant they had to plan ahead and be ready for that year when they could rest and do different kinds of work. But it was also very good for the world around them. It was very good for their land. It would be very good for us to think the same kind of way as well. This is why professors have sabbaticals, to take some time off from the regular routine every 7 years or 5 years, whatever it might be, in various contexts. To just do something a bit different. If you've got that opportunity, I'd encourage you to take it. Because what very often happens over the years is we work, 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 and then retire. There's some amazing medical studies about the number of particularly men who die of heart attacks shortly after retiring. That shock to our system of having worked so hard for so many years and then stopping altogether can just be too much. Again, it's like God knew what He was doing when He gave us a rhythm of 1 day off every week and a year off every 7. That's going to look different in our modern context, and it's going to look different in your particular context. But the principle of needing rest on a small scale and on a large scale is what we need to keep in mind. Well, we have a challenge for you to try to put into your life today. Try and take a day of complete rest this week. Try to do something other than your creative, usual work that we talked about on Tuesday, and try to either put your feet up and completely rest, or do some other kind of work or play that looks like rest to you. Hope you'll discuss with some friends what you're going to do as part of this challenge to try to take a Sabbath day this week. And I also hope you'll consider taking our Christianity 101 course. We've got a live course starting this fall. It's going to be held in Whitby starting September 25th. Look it up on our website and you'll find information on where and when it'll be and how you can register. I hope we'll see you there. We'll have a great discussion for today, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about our need for rest. Bye for now.